What's up, everyone? Roger and James here. Founders Kingdom. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the new trailer that broke last week for the Nutcracker and the Four Realms. It was like a new trailer, kind of a lot more extended than the one we saw before, kind of showing off a bit of the detail about the actual movie, which is coming out around Thanksgiving, which is kind of weird because I'm still feeling summer mode, but it feels like Christmas and Halloween and everything is creeping up. They're all pushing it. So the trailer broke. I just watched it again just to kind of refresh myself, and definitely seems to be setting up more as a fantasy action movie rather than going down the whole sort of, I would say, like the ballet route, which is I think where they went to originally. This time they're sort of showing it more as an adventure movie.
Yeah, I think the trying to do it as a ballet would kind of turn off most of the audience. I mean, we've already seen the Nutcracker as a ballet.
Yeah.
Frequently, often, every year it's on TV, or you can, if you're in one of the bigger cities, you can probably go see it at your local theater. So I think if they had just tried to do yet another ballet interpretation of the Nutcracker, most people just, I've seen it. Keira Knightley's in it. We like her. Morgan Freeman's in it. We like him. Maybe not so much these days. I guess he's had a bit of a scandal, but still,
yeah.
You know, Helen Mirren's in it. But, you know, it's just another Nutcracker. In this case, honestly, I don't know what the heck they're doing with it this time, but yeah, some sort of kind of very Snow White-ish or very, what was it, the Huntsman from several years ago?
Yeah, it was odd because I just watched it and it was a bit like, I have got no memory of what the Nutcracker is. I don't even know if I've actually ever seen anything with it. I know the music because obviously it's played in adverts everywhere. But I have no knowledge of the story at all. I've never seen it. So I'm going into this blind, and just going by the trailer, if you took away the theme music and called it something else, I wouldn't know any different. It doesn't. It just comes across as that kind of generic. Drop a girl in a fantasy land. She's the princess, and she needs to save everybody, even though she's never met them all. And that's kind of. It's almost that thing of like I've seen this. It to me, it's not appealing to me very much because it's feeling very similar to other movies, and I don't know. It could be great. I'm not knocking it off yet, but I'm not. My expectations aren't high for this one.
I mean, honestly, I'm getting kind of a Wrinkle in Time vibe from it, you know. Yeah. I haven't seen Wrinkle in Time, so I can't judge the movie itself. I'm only going off of what we saw in trailers. It seems very flashy. It seems like it's going very heavily off of name recognition. But yeah, it doesn't seem to actually be doing anything with the name recognition. Obviously, there's a couple of bits in the trailer where they're fighting actual nutcrackers.
Yeah.
That are people size. And apparently they're the bad guys.
Yeah. Because
they're beating up the nutcrackers. So there must be at least one good guy nutcracker.
Yeah.
Who will be the main prince. Maybe that's... I'm looking at the cast listing and like I don't even know which character it's going to be. But yeah, it seems like if they want this to work, they need to be very clear about the story they're telling. And yes, we've got the broad plot points. It's a young woman who's the savior of this realm because her mom was the one who built it, etc. But you need more than that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've got that yet.
No, it's an odd one. I'm hoping it will build up as we get closer to the launch. The trailers are there. If you didn't have the Disney logo on it, you'd be kind of... It's like, you know, what's going on with it? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this one performs. Maybe it does well when word of mouth gets around, because I didn't really see any excitement in my social feeds about this trailer. There wasn't really any, for example, like the Wreck-It Ralph trailer that broke this week. I say trailer, the slight snip clip it. Everyone, there was a lot of that buzz going around where this trailer kind of came out, and I don't think I saw hardly anybody talking about it, which that's never a good sign.
Also, you mentioned earlier that it was coming out around the Christmas, Thanksgiving time. It's worth clarifying. It's actually coming out the first week of November, at least here in the States. I'm not sure the release date over there because Disney, we've talked about that. The fact that it's not actually coming out the week of Thanksgiving
Yeah.
Kind of suggests that Disney doesn't have an incredible amount of faith in it. Because normally, movies like this, like Mary Poppins, I think, is coming out Christmas weekend.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins Returns. They know that it's a big family time. They know that, you know, families are all getting together. And one of the things they like to do on Christmas or right around Christmas is go to the movies. So Mary Poppins is well positioned to be, you know, a lot of families have a history of growing up with Mary Poppins in some form or other. So it's the perfect, like, we've got the family together. Let's do this nostalgic update thing. But the Nutcracker's coming out November 2nd. That's not a holiday weekend, and it's far enough in front of Thanksgiving, which I think is the 22nd this year, so 20-something, that by the time you get to the holidays, sure, some family members will be like, oh, the Nutcracker's out. But I think far more likely, if they're going to the movies, they're going to go see something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. It looks like it's the same date, November the 2nd for us as well. Obviously, we don't have the Thanksgiving bit, so the other problem I do wonder is it's got Wreck-It Ralph 2 that same month. So it's actually quite a heavy, it's kind of quite a heavy period. It's, I know they put it out, I think the trouble is they need, the Nutcracker is very Christmassy, isn't it? Is that kind of, has right. That kind of feel to it. So, and obviously it starts off with the trailer about it being Christmas. So they need it out for the holiday season, but it's almost like they don't want to wait. They don't want to squeeze it between Wreck-It Ralph and Mary Poppins.
Right.
And yeah, it's a bit of an odd one. I don't, this is where the trouble, I think, of Disney with their live action of anything that they're doing non-franchise related. I mean, Nutcracker is a franchise, but it's that thing of they're not hitting the same points. Yeah, it's not really kind of hitting that same point that they want to. They don't seem to be able to hit that mark very well lately. I don't know. It feels, you know, they're pushing it like Beauty and the Beast, and I mean, that did great numbers, but
That was Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson, who basically is Belle. So, I mean, that was kind of a gimme. I do want to say, you know, I would like them to do less franchise films. I do like when they branch out. And I am getting very sick of the, we're going to remake the animated classics as live action. I have very large amounts of apathy for Dumbo, Lion King, Aladdin, all of them. So, maybe a little bit less so for Lion King, but that's because they have an amazing cast for that. But so I do want them to do other movies. I'm happy that they tried to do Wrinkle in Time. I'm happy that they're trying to do this. But if the quality of the trailers is anything to go by, both for Wrinkle and for Nutcracker, they're kind of missing the mark. And I think they kind of need to rethink what their plan is with these movies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's again, I don't know whether or not, you know, maybe, again, we're not the target audience, who they're going for. There's a market for these kind of movies. I am going to go see it. I'm interested to see what they do with it. But there again, it's I think it's just in a bad place between two major Disney movies. And I don't know if they're... I wouldn't say necessarily Disney sending out, but maybe their expectations are lower. But then also maybe these kind of movies can't have these kind of budgets and can't hold these movies. Maybe they need to, you know, bring them down to that lower tier than trying to push them as a bigger movie.
Right, of course, because you know that Beauty and the Beast is going to make a lot of money. You know that Aladdin is going to make a lot of money. Lion King, Dumbo. Because the name alone is going to get people in theaters. And if they end up being terrible, you'll still have good first week box office takes. Something like the Nutcracker, yes, it's a known property, but it's not known for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, so they have to manage their expectations, and that's probably why it's coming out on the 2nd instead of Thanksgiving weekend. So,
yeah, it should be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, we've had Christopher Robin this past weekend, which this last couple of weeks, so that's been kind of building up. And again, that kind of slides into the live-action one, but I think that one's been getting some kind of positive people talking about it and stuff. But it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. The movie trailer itself, it's actually sold it to me a little bit more. I'm a little bit more intrigued with it because I think it is an interesting story. Now I feel like I know where it's going, but it's also that thing of it's feeling very samey. And yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, I also really found Keira Knightley's voice in it really annoying. that was, but that we'll see how that one goes in it. But Yeah, I mean, I'm in. I'll see what it's like. But we'll have to know what you guys think of the trailer for Nutcracker. Are you going to go see it? What do you guys think? Let us know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on all the different platforms. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.